I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 4, Episode 6, the 1970, Number 6, Sunoco AMC Javelin of Penske Racing.
Which? No, I can't remember that one.
Oh, left the posted on our page.
What was it again?
The 1970 AMC Javelin. Sunoco-sponsored Javelin, man.
Oh, geez,
Penske switched from Chevrolet to American Motors. And the Javelin went up against Bud Moore and the Mustangs. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great-looking car. I just didn't... That was not what I had.
Painted in America. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Driven by the late, great Mark Donohue. And Peter Revson. Well,
it looks like they restored it on this website. I'm looking at
it. No, they might have. They did. There's two versions, though. They ran that one for two seasons, and then they went to the souped-up, swoopier one. For the last season, so it's kind of cool. Anyways, on tonight's episode, we'll look back at NASCAR, at Phoenix, and then a busy week ahead here, Christian. Busy, busy, busy. Don't really know what to say how busy this weekend is, but bear with me here. So this weekend, as we look ahead, Formula One opens at Albert Park. IMSA, Race 2, Sebring. MotoGP, and Supercars at Albert Park. And then, of course, we have NASCAR at Vegas.
Yeah.
That's a busy weekend.
Yeah, and I think F2...
Are they in Albert Park?
I thought I need to find that graphic that has... Oh, here it is.
Nope, you got it. Good.
Yeah, there's graphics out there that have every race listed out for the season and when F2 and F3 join it, and this is one of the rounds that it's F1, F2, and F3.
So then, oh, wow.
So then your supercars are... the fourth series there to round out that weekend. Yeah,
and I believe they start on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so, that's a jam-packed weekend down there for the
weekend.
The fans down under. All right. Okay. All right. So we'll look ahead to Formula One. We have our picks in. Evil Body Seaman, Nate Lavender brought his picks in.
Yes, he did.
He did. Anyways, there is some news and notes. We'll get to that. But let's just start with NASCAR. And Christopher Bell is dominating. Three wins in a row.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
From looking through my social media feed, I didn't even know he won. I saw every NASCAR post I came across was of nothing about who won the race, any of the action.
And honestly,
it was so.
Honestly, this was one of those races where they have They also have a soft tire.
Yeah, which
so guys would put it on, and then instead of just saving it for the end, they would put it on. So Logano put it on, tried to make it last in the second stint, mm-hmm. and it went off, and he lost first place.
Well, I mean, I think there's some. It's all a gamble too. But I mean, the only thing with this is, it's great, you know, that you have some difference in strategy. But the problem is it's still stage racing. So you still
right. So it's stage racing, and then if the guy dips down so they can run the apron,
yeah, yeah.
It's so gripped down there, it wears the tires out. Mm-hmm. And well, secondly, I this is the thing. Why can't they just stay on the racetrack?
Well, I don't have a problem with the if it's paved, you can use it. Like that's not my issue. Like if that's how they want to run that track, that's how they want to run that track. So it is what it is. It's more so just getting back to the stages BS that like it just ruins the strategy. Yeah. Like I totally get Logano's thinking of put it on in the middle and then you don't have to worry about it at the end if you have a super long run.
Yeah.
But if it's a short run at the end, like yeah, strap on those options and go for it, or alternates, whatever they're calling them.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
Because at what was it, North Wilkesboro, when they first introduced him?
Yeah.
It worked out really well.
Did it?
And I thought it was fine, because, like, it... now, I mean, like, it's going to... Some of it I'm going to say is probably luck, too, because you just have kind of the right mix, and the track is working really well. But at a track like that, it, you know, the softer compound wore out to a point where guys were just running the high line.
Yeah.
And the guys on the harder compound couldn't really make the bottom work at all. So once you had the position, you could still hang with it. But like once the harder compound got by the softer on a longer run, like it was definitely game over, but like you could still defend the position fairly well. It wasn't just this massive discrepancy the whole time, and then, you know, when you reach the crossover point, yeah, it flips, but you're working at the timing and whatnot. So I mean, like it's neat, and I'm sure I think IndyCar did that at one of the oval races last year, which I thought was good. Because again, it's just another variable in the equation to spice it up. But I know that it can be tough too on an oval, because every tire you could treat as different.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just because depending on stagger and. Well, if you throw a stagger into the equation, then every tire is a different size. So that's definitely a much harder equation than just front and rears. And that's the only thing you're split by.
Right.
But yeah, I per usual, just not my cup of tea for racing, and is what it is. I think the only result that I saw come across my feed at all was Josh Berry had a fifth place finish.
He did.
Okay. That's,
he did. That's I'm sorry. Only... Actually, fourth place finish. All
right, top five. All right, it was top five.
Fourth place finish. It was a restart, it was basically Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Larson duking it out, and Josh Berry was just off of them, but you know. Anyways, so so Bell three in a row. So don't have anyone advancing right now.
Three in a row, or is it
Yeah, three wins. In a row. He won Atlanta, Coda, and here.
All right. Well.
So we only have two drivers locked in right now.
Yeah. And just remember, no matter how far ahead he works for these points in the regular season, it's all for nothing in the end because
it's all for naught. You're
back to no advantage.
That's right. Anyways. All right. Let's see. Next week. Next week we're off to Las Vegas, Sin City, and the Pennzoil 400. And our sailing compadre has picked Kyle Busch to win. I didn't know we were picking NASCAR races. Anyways. Usually we don't make picks until the end, but Nate's feeling lucky.
Yep, clearly.
I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to go Larson.
I was going to say, because this is one of the tracks
we have two Larsons and one Bush. Okay.
Let's
spice it up.
Let's keep the dice rolling and just say Bell's going to make it four.
Bell, all right, you're going to take Bell.
What are the odds he wins four in a row?
I got Bell. You got Larson. I got Larson. You got Bell.
Yeah.
And Nate has Kyle Busch. Yeah. All right.
No bad Brad for Nate.
All right. No bad Brad. No bad Brad had it. Bad Brad had a rough race at Coda. He had some heat exhaustion there.
That's right.
Let's just move quickly into news and notes. There was some breaking news today. Very excited to have Takuma Sato back.
Yes.
With Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan for the Indy 500. This is the one guy. If I had to pick a one offer to win the race, it's Takuma. Because Nate's going to tell me Ryan Hunter Ray.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good to have Takuma back there. I mean, two-time
winner. I like it. I like it.
Speaking of Takuma, I did see him in the garages at the Super Formula race this weekend.
Oh, was.
And let me rephrase this. I just watched the race over the internet. I didn't go to Japan, although that would have been very cool to see.
That would have been fantastic, yes. I would like to see those, yep. I'd like to go see those and then Super GT.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's what I want to see. Anyways. All right. I'd like to come back to Takuma in a second. Mm-hmm. Jose Maria Lopez is a late call-up to replace Ben Barnacote in the Vassar Sullivan Racing Lexus. Ben had decided to go mountain biking as training, and that did not work out so well.
Oops.
And we all know how that worked out for somebody on Team McLaren last year in IndyCar. It does not say what those injuries were, and there is no timeline. And considering that he's been running both in IMSA and WEC, not a good move. Anyways, Oscar Piastri has signed a multi-year extension with the Papaya team in Formula One.
Who has?
Oscar.
Oscar, oh. I did not see that one.
That just broke this evening, early morning, in Land Down Under. All right. Just checking, taking a quick scan to see if there's anything else. Anything else out there? Does not look like much. Going to my last news source. Oh! Max became a dad, not a stepdad, but a dad this weekend, or this past couple of weeks.
Oof. All right, well.
Huh? He and Kelly welcomed a little child to the world.
He's got the 2045 world champion ready to go.
Yeah. And that could be, I don't know if it was a boy or girl, I'm sorry. I just saw pictures of it on socials.
Yeah.
Thought that was entertaining.
Good stuff.
You know, if he doesn't want to do Formula One, they can run in Team Verstappen in sports car racing.
Yes, he can. That'll be an interesting project.
So, all right. Man, it's just not this quiet as we head into the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really not a whole lot of news.
Well, the only big thing that happened since our last podcast was, did we mention last week that Adrian has started at Aston?
No, because we haven't talked really any F1 since testing.
Right. Do you think Lawrence was at the door and said, good morning?
He was probably propped up in the bed that they laid out for him to sleep in.
Who, Adrian?
Yeah, because apparently there's reports of them.
Yeah, they did. They put in, right. Okay. So, well, here we go. Adrian has started. All right.
This is the big news that came out, was that Cadillac is definitely confirmed now.
Oh, for Formula One.
For F1. What,
2026.
Next season. Oh, all right. Next year. All right, cool.
Yep. I believe that is it. Hold on. I am checking.
Yes. Checking. Yeah.
It's sort of like it was blasted everywhere yesterday, and now it's like, I don't even know where it is. It's below the off-road race in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. 2026 Formula One entry. There we go. Congratulations, Team Cadillac.
I feel very out of the loop of racing. I just don't. I don't know what's up. I feel like I'm not really.
It starts and goes, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, we started off with a great IndyCar race. Well, I shouldn't say great, but a good IndyCar race. And now we're off for like 3 weeks. Although they were testing today at Barber. So it's entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking. You sent me this. Audi.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this one is sneaking in there.
Why don't you
I still need to read into it more, but it sounds like Audi is bringing back the R8 in some capacity as a customer car to sell.
Yep.
But with that, obviously, means there's the potential to maybe revive a GT car put into, you know, GT3 maybe.
Yep.
But again, like they're doing this, but next year they're going to be on the grid in F1. So how they divvy up their resources, I don't know. And honestly, like there was a graphic out there, or someone put a tweet or whatever, but listing all of the manufacturers that are across a lot of motorsports now. And Audi's the only one that isn't doing it. And that's, like, I mean, really, like, out of all of them, I would expect Audi to succeed across all of them.
Yeah.
Like, if there was any manufacturer that could do every single one, it would be them.
Right.
But if they're really pushing to be a top team in F1, like, more power to them. Like, if this is what they feel that they need to do, to do that, then, you know, go for it. But it is tough saying that with the track record they've had in sports car racing, because it was really fun to see him be a part of it.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
So
100% agree.
I mean, hopefully they'll be able to figure out some balance of it all with the F1 program, and it's not too time consuming, but I mean, I say that, I mean, like, I know they're going to go all out, which is good.
Yeah.
Like, you want that from a manufacturer.
Right.
Hopefully whatever they get from this F1 program will trickle down to any other program they want to revive or anything like that. Who knows? Maybe they take whatever engine technology they
they learn from F1 and then stick it in this this for not forbidden, forgotten hypercar that they have just supposedly sitting on the shelf.
Sitting on the shelf somewhere.
Well, or maybe they take the whatever engine they're throwing in the Audi and just chuck that in the hypercar.
I don't know. That'd be cool. I'd like to see the hypercar come back out. But anyway. All right. Well, there we go. All right, let's get into it. We've had our NASCAR picks submitted. Let's talk quickly. IMSA, a jam-packed weekend at Sebring. I think the only thing that's not running, I think, is the Mazda.
Yep. It's WeatherTech, Michelin Pilot. I believe it's Super Trofeo, Mustang Challenge. And there's one more. I want to say Porsche Cup.
I believe you're right. Hold on. I am going to my secret website. Official schedule. There we go. Love how they put the provisional and then they put the official like 2 days later.
I know.
It's great.
It's a process.
Yep. It's a process. All right. Today is... staging, all sorts of fun stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow we do start with some on-track action.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as you said, Mustang Challenge. This is why I want to go to this race. So this is tomorrow morning. Everything kicks off at 8:55. Mustang Challenge, followed by Porsche Carrera. Followed by Lamborghini Trofeo. Followed by Michelin Challenge. Then we have a break from 12 to about 12:20 to 1:20.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Mustang Challenge, Porsche Carrera Cup, Lamborghini Trofeo, Super Trofeo, Mustang Challenge. Then the track goes cold. And that's at 4:20. Everything's wrapped up. And then Thursday, Michelin Challenge, Porsche Carrera Cup. Then the WeatherTech guys hit the track at 10. Then we have a back-to-back qualifying sessions for the Lamborghinis. Then we have Mustang Challenge Race 1. Then we have Michelin qualifying for the Challenge Series. Practice 2. Then we have Porsche Carrera Cup Race 1 and Lamborghini Trofeo Race 1. And then we have WeatherTech Nighttime Practice. Always fun. I mean, there is something going on. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the...
Yeah.
The schedule to have at that kind of an event. And you're done Saturday night. You get to go home on Sunday.
Right. It's phenomenal.
So.
Phenomenal. Except, well, who's sticking around? Somebody's... Oh, Aston Martin's sticking around for a... They're doing a 24-hour test.
Post Sebring?
They're going the Audi route. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's good. That's a good hard test on top of...
Yeah. No, I agree.
On top of a 12-hour race. I still don't get why they didn't just run Daytona. I mean, seriously, like that... It couldn't have gone really any worse than that Qatar race.
Well, yeah, maybe the door thing might have got figured out. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not going to go higher there. They're in the series.
I know.
We'll see how they go.
I know. Right, rest of the season we have them.
Right.
Or are they only
so
doing...
In terms...
Are they only doing the endurance races?
No, I think they're in it.
Okay.
I think they're in it. Lamborghini's just doing the endurance races. But
yes. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So, all right.
Actually, that should be a bet. Who's going to go the longest?
I'm not really.
No.
What? Porsche could drop out in the first 10 minutes.
No. I'm well aware that all of them could, but between the two newer cars...
Do you think Aston goes the furthest or Lamborghini goes the furthest?
Probably Aston.
Man, that's saying something about Lamborghini.
Well, I don't know what's really going. No one really knows what's going on.
I know.
This really doesn't have anything to do with Riley, because Riley's just providing logistics.
No, I know.
And so, I mean, that's all they're doing. I mean, this, you know. But anyways, let's move on. let's find Nate's pick. Nate is picking one of the three Cadillacs to win.
I mean, I like it. I would.
You like that pick?
I'd like to see one of the Cadillacs win. I think they'll be fine.
I'm going to go on a limb and go one of the two BMWs.
You're just on the BMW train. Like
I am on the BMW train. I'm very impressed with them.
Yeah.
Both in IMSA and in WEC.
Yeah.
So
no, which,
that's
which
where I'm gonna hang my hat there.
Yeah, it's fair enough to say. I think Acura could surprise it.
Okay, I like that. That was my second pick.
Yeah, Well, you know what? We're all saying this, and then Porsche is just going to come in and wipe the floor.
No, I know, but no, I. But this just shows how open it is.
Yeah, which is totally fine, and
absolutely
fine.
Sure,
there'll be a caution or two out there.
Yep.
It's,
and there'll be a caution in the last 2 hours. You know, there always is.
It's 12 hours around Sebring. Like,
yeah,
it's something's going to happen.
Yep. And when the sun goes down.
That is the only scary thing, though, is when the sun goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Taylor gets hot.
Yeah. What do you mean hot?
Like, they find pace.
Yeah, but they also find trouble, too.
They do, but it's probably because they set the car. Well, I shouldn't say that.
It's not the car setting up. It's just,
no. It's
they find trouble.
Yeah, well, because they're usually the ones with the pace at the end, crawling back to the lead. So then they got to make the moves and all that stuff.
Right.
And when you do that, that's when you get in trouble.
You can't be doing. Yeah, you can't be doing. Especially at Sebring, you can't do that. LMP2.
Just go with AO.
AO?
Sure.
Nate went with PR1 with Ben Keating.
I mean, there's usually
I'm going to go with the Aero Motorsports guys.
Okay.
I don't know. I just have a feeling. Mm-hmm. All right. GTD Pro.
I'd have to say Cadillac, or no.
Cadillac?
Corvette, sorry.
Corvette with the sexy throwback?
Yeah, I just...
Livery?
The other thing,
very
too,
nice.
Is this is not Daytona,
right.
Where you don't need the top speed. This is
exactly.
Much more technical.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think this is where Pratt Miller overcomes. I am going to go, I'm going with Rexy.
Yeah, that's a fair
pick. I'm going Rexy, and then I'm going to go in GTD Pro, whatever the hell it is, GTD Pro-Am. I am going to go Wright Motorsport.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going Porsche there.
But you're not going Porsche and GTP? You're just not going to go for the full sweep?
No. No, I have a feeling BMW is going to pull this out. I don't know why, but I have a feeling.
I mean, I could see AWA pulling out a GTD.
That'd be two for two.
That would be
good for them. So you're going Corvette. You're going for a Corvette sweep.
Yeah, why not? I mean, they're
there. You go. All right.
I
like that.
They somehow usurped the McLaren in Qatar, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
What's stopping them from doing this at Sebring?
There you go. Fair point. All right. Let's move on to the Formula One season opener. I wish I had the Formula One theme music. I'd love to play that right now.
No, you don't.
Do we get sued for the plan that?
Well, I mean,
probably.
Sure, we
right.
could. Yeah, we probably would. We probably get
okay.
flagged for that, but not that we make any money off this podcast, anyways.
Right.
So.
Well, we don't want anyone shutting it down.
No.
Because Nate's obviously listening to this.
Yeah. It looks like it's supposed to rain
on Sunday. Australia.
Yeah.
Yep. So that does cause some chaos with the number of rookies in the field.
Yeah.
So I'm going, what are we doing? Are we picking just the winner?
No, we pick podium and dark horse.
The top three?
Yeah.
All right. I am good. I don't know. I'm basing this all on the rain.
Hold on. Nate's got his picks in. So
yeah, go with
buy
Nate.
Some time.
It was great. Good. It shocked me when I went, oh, they're here.
He's going with a McLaren 1-2 with Piastri getting the home win.
Yep.
Norris second. And then a Ferrari third with Lewis Hamilton. I think that's the first time I've said that. That's
yeah.
Pretty, it's concerning.
I know.
And then his dark horse is Jack Doohan in the Alpine.
I'm not
sold on him yet.
I totally
get the Australian, you know.
Yeah.
Going for it.
I think that's a bit to ask.
Or I'm sorry.
I'm predicating this based on my rain. The rain only.
Okay.
I'm going if with the rain could go all out the window, but I'm going Max.
All right.
I don't think he's beatable. I don't think anyone can overcome in the rain. Going yep. Max. I'm going to go in the rain. I'm going to go Lewis.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Oscar.
All right.
My dark horse, and I can't believe I'm calling this guy a dark horse, but it's going to be the smooth operator.
Ah, yeah. See, that's
Carlos Sainz.
He could be the de facto dark horse for the season.
He could be the de facto dark horse in this race and actually win it from outright. So
yeah.
I'm not even.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just going based on wet weather. I just don't think Max is. I don't think people can beat Max. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. I'll pick Lando to win. I think Leclerc second.
Ooh.
And I'll if it's gonna rain,
mm-hmm.
I'll go with the shock on this one and pick Lawson.
Wow.
And then,
don't even have Max in there.
No. I only say that because I want him to crash, but I think all signs right now point to Red Bull being the third fastest car, so I think
he will try and overcompensate.
Well, he won't have clean air at the start.
Gotcha.
So my prediction is he's
you know, starting back probably on row three.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, like, it, I'm not saying it's going to be him that makes the mistake, but I could see someone else on the grid making a mistake.
Yeah. Understood.
And taking him out. So, like, that.
Yeah.
Or, just like last year, Australia was the race where Red Bull had the engine go up in smoke.
Yeah.
So,
gotcha.
Not that I think they would do the same mistake twice, but yeah. And then Dark Horse. I'll just go with Albon, because I guess now that Williams car is strong. I mean, I got to do something a little different than you guys.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's fine.
So, but I mean, it definitely looks like McLaren are the favorites. Ferrari is just there. And then, I mean, yeah, Red Bull says, you know, this isn't their track, or this might not be one that they're looking to win right off the, or I'm sorry, that they don't think they'll win right off the bat. But they have been the most, Max and Red Bull have been the most dominant pairing over the past yeah. few years. So, like, why wouldn't they be? And then Ferrari has done very well here. If Red Bull's not winning, then it's Ferrari, or they're the ones cleaning up right afterwards. So,
that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean it'll be interesting to watch, see everyone in their new colors for the season.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested just to see where Mercedes stacks up in all this.
Yeah.
And then how they'll progress through the season. It'll be refreshing, hopefully, to see Williams be a mid-pack car.
Yeah.
Probably lead the midfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's also on total speculation, too. Like, we're not going to know anything, right, until qualifying yeah. happens.
Right.
And then I guess the other question is how far down does Aston fall? Like, if it really is as bad as they say it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point. That's a good take.
Because I mean, the worry there is they're worse than Sauber. And like at that point you're almost trying to be terrible. Because Sauber really hasn't not that they haven't done anything, but like their intentions have been very, very clear. Like they're
yeah.
putting all their chips in for 26. Like that's the right. thing. So they what they've invested, like it probably also hasn't been massively picked up or watched what they have been doing in the meantime, because I'm sure that they've been making some upgrades to their car. Like they can't just sit there and not do anything either. But yeah, and it'll be nice to see a fresh field of rookies. I know Lawson and Behrman are probably not considered rookies to some extent because they have Grand Prix underneath them, but it's still like it's their first full season, and we're not playing games of, you know, someone's going right. in halfway through the season. I think the only cloud hanging over anyone is Doohan right now, because there's some rumor yeah. of his contract and Colapinto being slotted in there, but
right.
who knows how that gets played out.
Well, we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. But looking forward to the season starting. We have a full slate of F1, F2, F2 and F3 activity, so that's good news.
And supercars.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite the weekend.
There's NASCAR and then the whole IMSA weekend.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is really a lot to watch.
Honestly, there's not much downtime.
No.
Because, like, Sebring, that's going to start.
You pretty much go right from Sebring into Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's an argument you might not get 3 days.
So of sleep. I would just make a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Or drink a lot of your favorite energy drink.
Or mount 6 TVs to the wall and have everything going at the same
time. Yeah, well, ideally that would be the best, but
yeah.
Anyways.
Go Octobox.
Octobox. All right. Well, we shall see, and we'll talk about it next week. And on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.